Your Druggist presents The Bob and Ray Show.
Where was Leona?
I don't know. She? I don't have any idea where she was.
I wait to hear that voice every day. Today I didn't hear it.
Maybe we can hear it later, Alden.
I would like to hear it right now.
All right, Alden.
I don't see any earthly reason why we can't.
Well, Arthur, we had things planned here, Arthur, and this will throw our...
I don't care what you had planned.
Well, it will throw our timing off, Arthur.
We'll worry about that when the time comes, huh?
All right, Arthur.
Here's Leona.
All right, Arthur.
Might as well tell you I'm in a bad mood today.
All right, Arthur.
What's that whistling in the background?
It's me, Orr.
Cut it out.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Well, I'm sorry, Arthur. My elbow just hit the pickup arm.
It wasn't the end of it, you know.
I know. Probably won't be the end of it either.
I'll see you right after the show. I'll get along with it.
All right, Orr. Well, now, this is the Bob and Ray Show, brought to you by your druggist. And like that lady out in Longview says, she likes to be reminded to go down to her druggist, kind of hear us talk about it. You know, what can be more important than the things that add to your pleasure, comfort, and health? You may have forgotten about that prescription the doctor ordered for you, but your druggist will remember it. Because he's the kind of man you can depend on.
Yeah, but my doctor ordered it 6 months ago.
Well, your druggist will get around to it. So you visit him before you take off on your winter vacation. Your shopping hours are planned for your convenience, and you can count on prompt delivery of the many famous name-brand products that you'll select from his well-stocked shelves.
Yes,
and now,
whatever your needs. What?
I was just going to announce
it. Oh, all right.
And now here's the mystery voice.
Whatever your needs, this is Bob. A familiar household favorite, the latest miracle drug, a prescription to be filled or renewed, or any of the great number of things your druggist supplies to increase your pleasure and comfort, to help guard your family's health, stop and shop at your nearby drugstore today. You'll find your druggist always ready to serve you.
And now, chocolate cookies with white stuff in between them bring you Lawrence Fechtenberger, interstellar officer candidate.
Lawrence Fechtenberger, interstellar officer candidate, and his surly sidekick, Mug Mellish, have been summoned to the Commandant's office at the Interstellar Space Academy to receive orders on a new flight to another planet.
All right, Mug, we might just as well go in and speak to the Commandant now and see what he wants.
Well, you go ahead in, Fechtenberger. I'll wait outside here. I want a cigarette. Oh, Fechtenberger, you're here. Where's Mellish?
He's waiting outside, sir.
Not smoking, I hope.
He's outside, sir.
Come, come now, Fechtenberger. Is he smoking a cigarette or not? We don't allow it in the corridors here at the Interstellar Space Academy, you know.
I know, Commandant. We don't.
Well, if you know, Fechtenberger, speak up.
The honor code, sir. Is that it?
That's exactly it, Fechtenberger. And I can tell by that look on your face that you're not giving me the entire story.
Do I have to...
Well, no matter. Now, what I called you here for, Fechtenberger...
He is smoking, sir.
All right. What I called you here for is... You told on him, Fechtenberger. You broke the honor code. Well, no matter. Fechtenberger, what I want you and Mellish to do is warm up the new experimental spaceship and head for a trial run to the moon.
Sir, could I make a request of you? Could you send somebody other than Mellish, because he sneers so much?
Why, Fechtenberger, I've never heard you speak harshly about a fellow officer candidate before.
Well, you know Mellish, and you know the trouble he is having with his studies.
Yes, his marks have been quite low this semester, but I was hoping with your help,
a little
bit of private tutoring, that he'd bring them up.
It's a little shocking to me that he wasn't washed out, sir.
Wait just a minute, Fechtenberger. Do you hear an echo in here?
Yes, I do, sir.
Why is it that all interstellar space academies have to have an echo in them?
Well, it's because the rooms are so large, sir. And see, you have no chairs here, no rugs on the floor. It's quite barren in
here. Very scientific.
Yes, it is, sir.
I hadn't noticed before. Well, take off right away, Fechtenberger, and radio from the moon when you get there.
And I have to take Mellish with me then, sir?
That's right, Fechtenberger.
Okay.
And put out that butt.
Sir, would you push the button so I can get out of
here? Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Wait.
Well, Fechtenberger.
Put out that cigarette, Mellish. They may find out that you were smoking.
Oh, I sneer at them. They'll never catch me smoking.
Mellish, you and I have to warm up the new plane. Take it off to the moon.
To the moon, huh?
That's
well, that shouldn't
take long.
Just
said.
All right, come on.
First, we're to stop by Quartermaster and draw sandwiches and heavy clothing.
All right, I'll meet you at the spaceship.
All right. Hurry, Mellish.
I'm coming, Fechtenberger. I just want to be sure I had my parachute.
All right. You won't need any parachute, I hope. All right, let's climb aboard.
Always pays to play safe. You want me to deactivate the starboard stabilizers first?
Yeah.
Starboard stabilizers deactivated.
Check the altimeter, please. Fuel gauge.
Wait a minute. I'm still checking the altimeter.
Well, it shouldn't say anything. We haven't gone any place.
Oh, good.
Just
it
checks
zero. That's what I was worried about.
All right.
Now,
all
everything
right.
Checks out, Fechtenberger.
All right. Now, shut the door. Ignition on?
Ignition
wait
on.
A minute. Wait, is it in neutral?
Yeah.
All right. Five, four, three, two, one.
This new baby feels like it's got a lot of speed.
It really does. I didn't feel any sensation at all as
no.
We left.
Hey, Fechtenberger.
What, Mellish?
Look, we're still on the ground.
Are you sneering?
So, Lawrence Fechtenberger, interstellar officer candidate, and Mug Mellish run into trouble with the experimental spaceship. Be sure and join us next time when we'll hear Lawrence Fechtenberger say...
Everything seems to check out, sir.
Lawrence Fechtenberger is portrayed by Harvey Scarfe.
You wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. And now Pepsodent's famous jingle gets more popular every day. And because children especially find it so appealing, look what's happened. Nasco, one of the country's largest doll manufacturer, has just brought out the Pepsodent doll, $5.98 at all good toy departments. Now, there never was a doll like her before. Children can watch her teeth turn white, and as the yellow goes away, that's all there is to it.
That's what happens.
Yeah, I don't know how else you can say that. Well, you see, her teeth are yellow when she's lying down, and then when she's awake, they're the whitest in town. She's the only doll with teeth that turn white. Now, this Pepsodent doll comes complete with a real child-size Pepsodent toothbrush and tube of Pepsodent toothpaste. So it's a happy way to make regular toothbrushing more like play. And her big, beautiful blue eyes have long black lashes, and her eyes close when she's asleep, and they open wide when she's awake. 17 inches tall, and it's dressed in a cute outfit made of vinyl plastic that feels like real baby skin, and it's completely washable. So you look for this Pepsodent doll, will you, at all good toy departments. $5.98. And you'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Did you ever wish that you could just wish away those unsightly, embarrassing pimples and skin blemishes? Well, here's a way that's almost as easy. Get Utol Antibiotic Skin Cream. That's U-T-O-L, Utol. It's a flesh-colored cream that actually helps hide pimples while at the same time it goes to work on them. Because, you see, Utol gets at the cause. Its antibiotic and antiseptic action kills the pimple germs so they can't spread and cause pimples on other parts of your face. Then Utol dries up the sticky infectious spots, too. And Utol is so soothing, it stops the itch that makes you want to scratch, gives an almost immediate feeling of relief. And it brings real results. In just a few days, you're on your way to a clearer, smoother skin. A happy, healthy skin. The kind of complexion you'll enjoy seeing in the mirror. So don't delay. Ask your druggist today for Utol Antibiotic Cream for Skin Blemishes. Utol is another fine product made better by McKesson.
Just a quick word now about the contest, because we have a winner today.
That's right. I can hardly wait to find out who won this week.
Well, first let's just fill the folks in on what they do in order to be a winner.
Well, to be a winner, all you have to do is write a short note of 50 words or less telling a human interest story about your druggist. And you write on one side of the paper. And in this letter, you tell us something that your druggist has done for you, something extra, some special thing that he's performed for you or some relative or neighbor. And then all these entries are judged on the basis of human interest, aptness of thought, sincerity, and neatness. You send your entries to Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York 46, New York. Now, here's George Putnam with this week's winner.
Fanfare?
This week's winner is Mr. Ben Hirsch, 1146 Eddy Road, East Cleveland 8, Ohio. And he writes, "At holiday time, I think of druggist Ben Cohn. A poor family had so much sickness that the medicines he delivered could never be paid for. The parents died, and druggist Cohn took the two orphan children into his own home until they could be placed with a wonderful family." That druggist again, Mr. Ben Cohn, Doan Drugstore, 10530 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. Congratulations to you both, Mr. Hirsch, and to you, Mr. Cohn.
And you can get busy on your letter right now. The address is Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York.
And the watches, you know?
What? Oh, yeah, the watches are on their way to the winner.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggists in your community.
Time now, in most areas, 16 minutes past 5. Well, some places don't hear this from 5 to 5:45. Sorry. But in most places they do. We're having our pictures taken here in the studio today.
This is a big spread that we'll have in Cattleman's Monthly Magazine. Those of you who subscribe to it, of course, will get to see it. This is for the next August issue.
They work way ahead and have to get the layouts all in and things all done.
We want to talk with anybody in the audience today?
I guess
today?
We could right now. Yeah, we have the portable microphone here in the audience, and I guess you want to talk, don't you?
I just soon.
Had your hand up there.
Yes, sir.
You smell lighter fluid?
Well, it's probably spilled in my pocket. Yes, that's what it is.
I see. Where are you from, mister?
Well, sir, my home, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Keokuk, Iowa.
That is, that's an Indian name, isn't it, Keokuk? I've often wondered.
Iowa is, too, I believe.
I guess maybe it is, too.
So I've been told.
And you are wearing an Indian headdress there. You're representing some kind
of
a tribe.
No, I'm not wearing an Indian headdress.
Well, what kind of a hat is that?
It's not a hat. It's the way my hair is.
Oh. Well, what are you doing here in New York? Let's
Well, I'm going around with my head trying to get it on TV.
Have you, well, this is radio, you know. It's not much,
Well, I know, but I thought this would kind of break the ice for me, and then I could make some of the big shows with this funny head I've got.
Well, I mean, we can talk about your funny head, but, people on television shows aren't going to hire you until they see you.
Well,
I mean, have you been around to see anybody? Walt Framer, anybody?
No, I haven't. Who's he?
Oh, he has some shows on the air, television shows, I mean.
No, I've tried to find Warren Hull, but I don't can't find his name in the phone book.
No, I don't think he's listed in the phone book. Quite a few personalities, aren't you, see?
Yes, sir.
Who else have you thought of seeing?
Well, I thought Ed Solomon, who has a nice show.
Ed Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that other fellow that's
Ed
on.
Ed Morrow?
Somebody like him, yes. Who's he?
Well, if you don't know, I don't believe it would do much good for you to walk in and talk to him.
Yes,
people don't just walk into Mr. Morrow's office and say, I don't know who you are.
Well, could you
they
describe
know before
it
they go
so
in.
That, could you describe my head so in case they're listening or their talent scouts are listening?
Well, I suppose we can. It's
I'm putting up over here at the Bob and Ray Hotel.
Fine.
While I'm in town.
He has a head like an Indian headdress. Only it isn't an Indian headdress.
Mention the feathers. Mention the feathers.
It has feathers and brightly colored plumage. I'll say that for it.
Yes, sir.
And he wants to get on television. So if any of you have a television program.
Some color TV.
A color television program. He would be right down your alley.
Because in black and white, it's not too good.
Well, I think it might come through in black
and white. Well, it comes through, but not in all its beauty.
All right, sir, and if we get any calls, we'll switch them over to you at the hotel.
Okay, I'll be standing by here until the end of the program anyway.
Well, you'll be here for an hour after the program, won't you, accepting
yes.
calls?
Yes, I will.
Ray, you know, we really put the Sleepy's story in a nutshell when we tell people that...
Sleepy's is safe.
And Sleepy's works.
Of course, we're always ready to expand on the Sleepy's story at the drop of a hat. For instance, we recommend Sleepy's because it contains no dangerous drugs or barbiturates. Sleepy's is guaranteed non-habit-forming, so safe you can buy it at any drug counter without prescription.
And the superior Sleepy's formula is so effective that the Sleepy's company will give you double your money back if you don't get the best night's sleep you ever had. Fair enough?
Well, now that means that if you have a sleep problem, you can try Sleepy's at no risk. You'll find out how Sleepy's relaxes nervous tensions to ease you into restful, natural sleep. Sleepy's actually builds a normal sleep pattern that's maintained even after use has been discontinued.
You can get Sleepy's, the original safe sleeping tablet, at any drug counter, anytime, without prescription. Only 79 cents, double size, $1.25.
Remember now, if sleep is your problem, you need Sleepy's because...
Sleepy's is safe.
And Sleepy's works.
Suggested the retreat that turned it into a rout. Why, it was Jubilation Tea Corn Pone. Old tattered and torn pone. Jubilation Tea Corn Pone. He kept us hiding out. With our ammunition gone and defeat. Who was it that burned the crops and left us nothing to eat? Why, it was Jubilation Tea Corn Pone. Old September Morn Pone. Jubilation Tea Corn. Christmas to wish me corn home. Home to Timon, home, home. Jubilation me corn home. The band blown off the seat.
Neoaquadrin. What's that name again?
Neoaquadrin.
That's right, Ray. The name to remember for fast, soothing relief when an irritated throat has you down. There's nothing faster, nothing more effective for throat discomfort caused by colds, coughs, or smoking than Neoaquadrin throat lozenges. That's because Neoaquadrin relieves dry, scratchy throat and fights throat germs, too. Yes, Neoaquadrin contains a special soothing ingredient that goes to work instantly to make your throat feel better, and a miracle antibiotic to combat those germs which often cause throat discomfort. And Neoaquadrin has twice as much of these two active agents as other leading throat lozenges. If you don't find Neoaquadrin most helpful when your throat is husky and scratchy, your money will be cheerfully refunded. So remember that name, Neoaquadrin. Neoaquadrin Throat Lozenges. Neoaquadrin Throat Lozenges are another fine product of McKesson and Robbins, the greatest name in drugs. Get them at your druggist today.
Well, I see on the board that we're announcing the 1956 bake-off today.
That's right. You've been reading and hearing all about the famous Bob and Ray bake-off contest being held over in the ballroom of one of the large hotels here in New York. Wally Blue is standing by over there now. So, if he's ready, would you come in, please? Wally Ballou. This is Bob and Ray. It's just across the street, really. Bob and Ray in New York calling Wally Ballou across the street in New York. Would you come in, please, Wally Ballou?
It's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
I mean, we can call in Athens, Greece. We can go all around the world, but we can't go across the street. Shall we try it just once more?
This is Bob and Ray in New York, calling radio's Wally Ballou across the street. No luck.
Well, guess we have to forget it.
Well, maybe we can check on him later. We work on that.
Well, meanwhile, let's talk about the big contest and stuff. At
radio's Wally Ballou.
Wait a minute.
With the
cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. We'll get to him a little later.
Isn't he listening to the show?
I don't think so. Dream come true.
Dream come true.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yes, Dream Come True is a sensational contest being sponsored by your local druggist, and it can bring you the biggest Christmas present of your whole year.
A brand new 1957 Cadillac.
Or $5,000 down on a new home.
Or $5,000 for your youngster's college education.
Or $5,000 cash, all your own, and 1,001 other prizes.
So watch your neighborhood drugstore window for the big Santa poster announcing the big Dream Come True contest.
And ask your druggist for Santa's four-color newspaper full of gifts available at your local drugstore. Get your contest entry blank and rules for the Dream Come True contest.
All you do is to complete this sentence. I shop for Christmas gifts at my neighborhood drugstore because...
Why? Well, because you can find scads of gorgeous gifts, you get really personal attention, you can shop at leisure away from crowds, and the hours are so convenient, too.
And there are no parking problems, Bob. There are all kinds of reasons for a prize-winning answer.
Yes, your trusted family druggist is a fine man to help you with Christmas shopping. So be sure to enter the Dream Come True contest at your local drugstore. No obligation. The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggists in your community.
Radio's Wally Ballou. Thanks for the go-ahead. Speaking from the Bob and Ray Hotel, the main ballroom where the 1956 Bob and Ray Bake Off has just been held this morning. The winner, oddly enough, is a gentleman.
How do you do? Maxie L. Runciborn here.
Mr. Runciborn, what was it that you baked, making you the winner of this 1956 contest, which attracted so much national attention?
I made
which
Crepe...
Which is sponsored every year by Bob and Ray Flour.
Yes, sir. Crepe Suzette's.
Crepe Suzette's? The judges decided that was the winning recipe, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What particular part of them was different than the regular crepes was answered?
Well, I put more booze in them.
Uh-huh. And the judges had quite a lot to choose from, of course. They had cakes and pies, cookies.
Well, the judges kept coming back to my crepe Suzette's, and they liked them quite a bit. We all had a wonderful afternoon.
And were you flown here particularly for this event today?
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Did they bring you from your hometown to New York to participate?
Oh, yes, at my own expense.
Well, they didn't pay the bills,
huh? No, they did not.
I thought that was part
but
of
it. But I've won, of course, a wonderful prize, and I'm very happy about it.
What was the prize?
They've asked me not to say.
I see. Well, congratulations, Mr. Runciborn. And I'd like to try some of your creeps and zets myself. After
Help yourself, because I'm going to be making them for another hour or so anyway.
This is Wally Ballou of Radio Fame.
That's good booze.
One of the judges just passed the booth. Returning you to Bob and Ray across the street.
Okay. Bob, I think you'd like to talk about
this. You wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. That's the popular jingle these days, and no matter where you are, you'll hear it, and that's because the word is getting around. That new formula, Pepsodent, whitens your teeth, brightens your breath, and puts the plus in your smile. Of course, it goes without saying that new formula Pepsodent toothpaste fights tooth decay and does it in a very special way. And it tastes so good, the kids love it. Best of all, and we repeat, Pepsodent whitens your teeth and brightens your breath and puts the plus in your smile. That's the happy fact that's yours when you join partners with Pepsodent.
The Bob and Ray Show continues right after station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
Taxi! Taxi!
Well, come on aboard here. We're back at the Bob and Ray Show. Final quarter hour today.
We don't have any more bulletin boards for this week, do we?
No, we covered them pretty well, I think, yesterday.
Yep.
We have, is there anything in the Museum of Science magazine from up there in Boston?
1955 and 56 has some wonderful pictures of their new displays. For instance, here's a thing where you can test your telephone voice.
Gee, I remember that at the World's Fair. Mm-hmm. Back in 1939.
Yep, microscopes and scientific apparatus.
What else do they have?
Apparati.
Well, let's see, what's this?
Little hedgehogs there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mr. Science is supposed to make a personal appearance up there one day soon, isn't he? Our own Mr. Science?
Yes, he is. You've heard him on this show. We haven't had him come by here in a long time. He and his little pal.
What's the little Jimmy kid? Schwab.
Jimmy Schwab, his little pal who comes in. And Mr. Science makes things for Jimmy. We haven't had him on the show, come to think of it, in a long time.
We should contact him and get him back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's very close at hand. He's right around here.
It's like a picture of John Kieran. I believe it is, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Ornithologist Union. What's that, Uncle Bob?
Knows a lot about birds, I think.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I wonder where George is.
George Putnam?
Yeah. Does he have anything to say here, or do we?
Oh, we do. We always have some good words to say about sleepies. We can.
What
say
is that? I've heard you talk about that, Bob. Could you tell me more about
sleepies? I'm glad you asked me, because probably nothing in the world can ruin the next day for you so completely as a sleepless night, right?
Oh, well, that's true.
Now, if sleep is your problem, sleepies can make those sleepless nights a thing of the past. And why? Well, because
sleepies is safe.
And sleepies works.
You see, sleepies is guaranteed non-habit forming. So safe you can buy it at any drugstore without prescription. In fact, Sleepy's is the original safe sleeping tablet. It contains no harmful drugs or barbiturates.
And here's a pretty good indication of how effectively Sleepy's works. If it doesn't bring you the best night's sleep you ever had, the Sleepy's company will give you double your money back, twice as much as you paid for it. Now, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Seems that way. The superior Sleepy's formula relaxes nervous tensions to ease you into restful, natural sleep. And Sleepy's actually builds a normal sleep pattern that is maintained even after use has been discontinued.
That's why we recommend Sleepy's, the original safe tablet for natural sleep. Stop in at your druggist on the way home today and pick up a package of Sleepy's. It's only 79 cents, double size, $1.25.
Remember, if sleep is your problem, you need Sleepy's because
Sleepy's is safe
and Sleepy's works.
Home is where the heart is. When you've someone there who cares, home is where the heart is. When your life and love she shares,
someone to greet you with a smile, a kiss when things go wrong.
Stand by you all the while and gladly string along. Home is second heaven when the one you love loves you. When your heart's in heaven, you'll see all your dreams come true.
Who cares for fame or glory? Here's one story.
I'm certain of home is where the heart is. When you have someone there to love, ba-ba.
One of the most unwelcome visitors you could find at a dance or a party of any kind is that old pest perspiration odor. Now, here's a way to be sure you stay as fresh and attractive as the moment you step from your bath. Always use New Yodora deodorant, because New Yodora is the one, the only deodorant that contains an antibiotic. New Yodora contains the antibiotic Protexol, and here's the reason why the antibiotic and other protective ingredients in Yodora are so important. Perspiration in itself has no odor, but little bacteria begin to flourish there, and then the trouble of odor begins. New antibiotic Yodora simply stops these little bacteria up to 2 days. So perspiration can't become unpleasant when you've used new Yodora. Another thing, new antibiotic Yodora contains no harsh chemicals, no irritating salts, so it can't harm your clothes and it can't irritate your skin. In fact, new Yodora is so soothing that women can actually use it as an underarm shaving cream. So if you want longer, safer protection from embarrassing perspiration odor, you want new antibiotic Yodora. Get a tube or a jar from your druggist today. Yodora, Y-O-D-O-R-A, another fine product made better by McKesson.
Eastern Bluebird. the house we're in.
Bird lady, I wonder could you hold that
up just
a second?
The only vocal sound made by the ruby-throated hummingbird is a very faint, very high-pitched squeak.
So she either
the catbird.
Is that a ruby-throated hummingbird? Is that a house wren? Bird lady, could you be seated, please? Would you? Thank you. We want to talk about the Druggist of the Week contest here. To enter, all you have to do is write a letter in 50 words or less, about a human interest incident in which a druggist played the leading role. Your letter may be about some special favor, some extra service that your druggist performed for you, or for some friend or neighbor. You write on one side of the paper only and send your entry to Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York. And you may win yourself a beautiful Venris wristwatch and one also for the druggist named in your letter. The address again, Bob and Ray, Box 99, New York, 46, New York.
The Bob and Ray Show is being brought to you by the druggists in your community.
Red Start. Mockingbird. Chipping Sparrow.
Next, the life and loves of Linda Lovely, girl intern. Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, Girl Intern. Written for radio by Ole O'Leahy, it stars Marcia Van Allshot as Linda, Sherman L. Sturdley as David, with Hugo L. Summerstopper as Uncle Eugene, and Webley L. Webster as Ricky L. Llewellyn. Yesterday, Ricky and David were summoned to the foreman's office at the Teddy Tinker Peanut Butter Factory after the peanuts had been backing up in the pipes. Now, it's a moment later.
Well, I don't know how to give you this information, gentlemen, but you just have not worked out the way I had hoped.
Well, you see, I was doing the job and you put Llewellyn on it.
You were not doing the job.
Well, I mean, I was not doing the job and you put Llewellyn on it.
And then he was every bit as bad as you were.
Yes, but I was sweeping the floor very successfully.
Well, I think that it was a mistake to bring both of you in here. Of course, your IQ wasn't too high anyway.
No,
no,
that's right. I remember that.
And I had to stretch a point even to hire
but,
you.
Let's face it doesn't take too
much. You mean I'm through, too?
Yes, I'm afraid the both of you.
That's what he's trying to tell us, Ricky, that we're both...
Oh, well, the mother of me will be glad to see me home early anyway.
Well, she was glad that you were going to work in the first place.
Yeah, but so long as I'm not happy here, and let me assure you, Foreman, I am not, then I think she'll be tickled pink to have me come home.
Of course, it is kind of sad just before Christmas to be laid off like this.
Well, this is when we do most of our laying off anyway.
Well, I understand. Well, I guess there's nothing to do but change into our civilian clothes and go back home, huh?
That's right. Now then, I have a few papers that you filled out. You'll probably want them back. Here is the report on your IQs. It's interesting to note that Llewellyn here had a much higher IQ than you.
That's so. Congratulations, Ricky.
Oh, is that right?
I just wasn't thinking the day I filled that out. I was so excited about the new job and everything.
Here's the other papers that you filled out.
What was the answer to that question, Foreman?
Which one? 11.
Well, I had 6. You see, that's where I was.
Oh, I remember that one.
Just wasn't thinking.
Yeah. There were 4 from 15?
Yes.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, that's 11.
Well, there's no sense going through the whole test. I guess we might as well go back home and tell Linda the bad news.
Well, see you again, Foreman.
Ah! So it's a disillusioned Ricky L. Llewellyn who leaves the Teddy Tinker Peanut Butter Factory with David and heads back for the Lovely's house in River's Mouth. Be sure and join us on Monday when we'll hear Linda say,
"It's F. Greg Bemis on the phone."
That's Monday in the next exciting episode in the life and loves of Linda Lovelace. Word Carr speaking.
This year, there is a real Santa Claus for grown-ups as well as the Santa youngsters believe in. And guess where you'll find him?
Right on the window of your neighborhood drugstore. You'll see Santa's picture announcing the big Dream Come True contest.
Man, lady, what prizes? A new 1957 Cadillac or $5,000 down payment on a new home or $5,000 for your child's college education?
Or maybe you'd like $5,000 worth of money. There are 1,001 other prizes, too.
So you see your local druggist with the Santa poster. Ask for his Santa four-color newspaper full of gifts available at the drugstore.
And the contest entry blank and rules so you can try for the big first prize or many other valuable prizes.
All you do is finish the sentence, "I shop for Christmas gifts at my neighborhood drugstore because..."
Beautiful gift selections are one reason. Then think of the nice personal service, convenient hours, and no parking problems.
Why, you'll think of prize-winning reasons why Christmas shopping at your local drugstore is a pleasure. So be sure now to enter your Dream Come True contest at your local drugstore. Your trusted druggist will tell you all about it. No obligation.
That's it for today and this week. Have a good weekend and be back on Monday, will you?
Till then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
The Bob and Ray Show has been brought to you by the druggists in your community. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.